this hour is sponsored by thesecretpowder.com. Want to be smarter, happier, and more focused? You need the secret powder. Got ADHD, Alzheimer's, or anxiety? Learn its secrets at thesecretpowder.com and free your mind's potential today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm doing at least 20 minutes of overdrive. I got to cut it off then because I'm going to... Yeah, Lieberman Live, one of the Howard Stern shows. So that's coming up. Nightly News tonight, 7. I'm going to tape some stuff for the Nightly News tonight on a host of fronts. So, guys, be ready at, 3 o'clock in the studio. I got a couple things I want to tape for the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central tonight. I'm going to go to Mike and others, but Marcos has been holding from Brazil. Wants to talk about Gaza. So you're up first, sir. Go ahead. And he hung up right when I went to him. Mike in California, you're on the air. To impeach or not to impeach, that is the question.
Hello, Alex. Regarding impeachment, this may be a pipe dream, but desperate times call for desperate measures. I just believe that we have a small window of opportunity to push the conversation toward a simple tyranny versus freedom debate. And therefore, impeachment must include Obama, Biden, and Boehner to force the conversation beyond the right-left paradigm. And if that could be done, regardless of whether the Senate would convict or not, we would likely, in my mind, force the police state to decloak and give us the moral high ground as the conflict unfolded.
No, I agree with you that we've got a lot of reasons to impeach Obama. And I get that we could have impeached other presidents, but it's getting so bad, we need to just do it because it's the right thing to do and not just score political points because he's so horrible. Because the Republican leadership is involved in all this as well. And I want John Boehner impeached. I think that would be a very moral course, would be purge the Republican leadership and the Democrats and lock their butts in prison. And not have the next Republican president or Libertarian president pardon their butts. I mean, a bunch of Nixon's people ended up going to prison. People in his cabinet. Let's lock them up. But if you don't lock up criminals, they become tyrants. And people say, well, it's not a pipe dream. You know, of course it's not a pipe dream. We have open and shut reasons to impeach Obama right now. Open and shut. And by the way, I wanted Bush impeached. For NSA, and Nancy Pelosi wouldn't do it because she was involved. I mean, I'm consistent. I've had Democrats on the street go, I used to like you a little bit because, you know, you were for civil liberties and stuff. But, you know, you're not for, you know, going after Republicans. To H.E. double hockey sticks, I'm not. I'm absolutely for going after all these people. I'm sick of it. I want to live in a free country. I understand the danger of a growing tyranny. I understand that I'm in danger. Just like I catch somebody trying to break in my house, man, I get really aggressive and really angry and go on a, you know, killer gorilla mode because I'm a man. I take it personal when the government's turning into a bunch of black uniform thugs. Anyways, what else you want to say about that, Mike?
Well, I just wanted to pose the question of basing this whole impeachment on something as simple as the secret documents to install NAFTA in the United States. When it gets really confusing and it gets frantic, definitely the wisdom is to simplify. And so if we could get it as simple as possible and yet go for the whole enchilada, you know.
I think I'm going to get up off my butt because, I wrote my plan for the Second American Revolution a few years ago, got national attention. Constitutional law scholars read it and said it was a very good plan, but that took me about a week to write. I'm going to do it. I'm going to come up with a articles of impeachment for Obama. That's a great idea. It'll go viral. It'll point out the crimes. And then we can have a debate about impeachment, which will focus on his crimes. I just want the raping of the country to stop, the end of the country, the looting for the foreign banks, the bailouts, the open borders, the gun control, just all of it, the starting war with Russia. I'm sick.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Fixed Bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Drive, taking your phone calls. Thanks for holding. Jared in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Hey, I want to talk about the impeachment. I would say the biggest issue with the whole thing is that if we don't impeach him, then he's going to be able to get all these illegals that are able to vote. And even if we do wait the 2 years, no matter what's going to happen, they're going to be able to vote for whoever they tell them to.
Absolutely. If these illegals were pro-gun, pro-republic, and weren't going to go on welfare, I would be for giving them amnesty. But they are a bunch of moms with kids that are going to literally vote to make me their slave. I mean, I would have to be suicidal to support this. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. People, if you're tired of being loser chumps, don't support this. I'm so sick of the lottery mentality of dumb people where they just buy into whatever the bull is because it sounds good. I mean, it's just the New World Order wants open borders everywhere for a reason, to literally turn us all into third world slaves. And I feel sorry and empathize for those third world slaves. And I really feel bad that I can't figure out a political way to help these people. But you can't help them. Just like a lifeboat that can hold 100 people, it sinks when you put 120 in it. The boat's already sinking. We already got too many in. Switzerland doesn't let you in if you're rich and white, folks. And they literally are so successful, they're just bathing in money and wealth. And there's other countries like that as well. You know, they won't let a rich black guy in unless he's got some big skills they can bring. They don't care what color you are. They want you to have a bunch of skills. If you're a nuclear physicist and make a bunch of patents, you don't have to have money. They'll let you into Switzerland. If you're a professor and have written a bunch of best-selling books, they'll let you into Switzerland. If you're Richard Scarry and write children's books, they'll let you into Switzerland. But if you just have $5 million, they might not let you into Switzerland. And that's what it comes down to, because they're not idiots. They care about their country. And, again, we're bordering failed third world nations. It's suicidal. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just got a question for you. Let's say we did impeach him. Would you say that we could even send the illegals back? Is that even possible?
Absolutely. You load them on planes and you deport them to their country of origin. That costs a few thousand dollars maximum instead of millions of dollars for all the tuition and all the school lunch programs and all the welfare and all the rest of it. So then their kids can be taught about gangster bang-bang music on MTV meant to totally screw their minds up so they can be prepared for the prison population.
Well, that's not really what I meant by that question. What I mean is, let's say we did impeach him, how far down would we have to go for someone to actually be able to do that?
It doesn't matter. It scares all the criminals.
So they would just...
Oh, no, we don't just impeach Obama. You take down the front man politically... And we can arrest Lois Lerner, indict her. She'll go to prison. I could go on as a prosecutor right now. She'd be going to prison. I mean, the evidence is all on record. They've already been caught lying about it. Boom. We have her on obstruction. We have her on absconding. We have her on destruction of evidence. We have her on wire fraud. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Just all of them. You could all have federal trials and put, I don't know, I don't want to put them in FEMA camps or anything because that would be turning into them. I'd say we probably put 5,000 of them in prison. We could convict almost every one of them, open and shut. I mean, look at the former head of the EPA had fake email accounts committing criminal operations under fake names. Of course she did. Premeditated criminal operations under fake names. Send her to prison. All of them. Slap their ass in prison. I appreciate your call. And again, I don't have some hatred of them. Let me tell you, these are dangerous people. I don't like getting up here to mafia dons and saying put them in prison. But they're destroying my country and your country. They're not giving us any way out, folks. They're not going to back off. It's just like when you're 12 years old and you're walking home from the bus stop and three bullies that are 16 get around you and start punching you in the head. You might as well, when they tackle you, go ahead and bite them on the calf and bite a big bloody chunk out. They're never going to mess with you again. I did that when I was 12. These guys were beating on me, stomping on me. I tried to stand up and fist fight them. They were bigger than me. They held me down, were punching me in the head. I just reached over and bit a huge chunk out of the guy's leg. Tried to sue my parents, and the cops came, and they said, no, they attacked your son. I mean, you got the will to bite a big bloody chunk out of somebody? You can kick the New World Order's ass. They're not giving us a choice, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm politically biting chunks right now. You got somebody sitting on top of you, you can't breathe? Bite them. They're not giving us a way out. Don't people understand that? They're pushing. They're asking for it. They're not going to back off, people. Don't you get it? There isn't a choice. They're going for broke because they know they're all going to prison if we turn this around. The only way they feel safe is bankrupting you and your family and putting checkpoints at every street corner with men in black uniforms. You want to live in that country? Huh, cops? That where you want to live too? Let's go ahead and talk to Phil in Ohio. You're on the air.
God bless you, Alex. Pray for you and yours daily. Education is the key, what you've been doing for 19 years. eventually we're going to get these rat bastards, and we can start with the Council on Foreign Relations. Obama, to get him impeached, all you need to do is read the articles of the Constitution and look at his record, and you could send him down the road for treason, get him on trial, and hang is no good but.
Well, that would certainly send a message. And for the Secret Service, that's not a threat, because anybody can be convicted. The president's not above the law. And if you are convicted of treason or high treason, that is the penalty. I think that would turn him into a martyr. We should send him to an island like we did Napoleon.
Well, send him somewhere to jail would be best. And then hung. That's all I got. Don't quit.
I won't quit. Thank you. We can't quit. It's just, they're not going to stop, folks. They're not going to stop. I mean, we haven't attacked anybody. They're getting ready to blow stuff up and blame it on us. Don't attack them. Don't attack their minions. That helps them. Deprogram their minions. Crystal in Maryland, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I had a quick question. I'm a federal employee, and I'm really concerned about retirements in this country, and I'm thinking about withdrawing my retirement because I feel like the government's about ready to collapse. And I wonder if you had any insight on that. And I read a while back that Monsanto was in control of all federal retirement plans. And if you had any more information about that.
Well, I know that federal retirement plans, a lot of them, they're not all invested in one place. I know Monsanto is involved in it. I know a bunch of other shady banks are. And they've already changed the laws bipartisanly in 2005 to, quote, protect your pensions. They've changed the laws where they can take part of them. And what they're going to do is take part of them in bites, kind of a bail-in to, quote, protect them. And so I am aware of that going on, and I was aware of Monsanto being involved in some of the management with some other companies. So, yes.
Okay. I wanted just to thank you for all the information that you're putting out for us. And I've been a longtime listener, and thank you for trying to wake up America.
Well, thank you, man. Please don't thank me, though, because it's like thanking somebody for bailing a life raft that's got a hole in it. I mean, we're all in this together. But thank you so much. God bless you. You could say I've been radicalized. We're going to skip this network break and go to the bottom of the hour. You could say I've been radicalized by all the stuff they've done to me and by the things I've seen them do. They would say, you know, I have PTSD or something from seeing CPS take people's kids for no reason and seeing mothers cry in the court and being physically attacked and being put through the propaganda ringer. That's not PTSD. That is becoming hardened to the enemy and disliking them and having a normal dislike of them. Just like if I caught a rattlesnake in my house, I'm going to kill it. That's not some disorder that I have an instinct to want to kill it. It's the fact that I know what a bunch of nasty scum we're dealing with, and I realize it's only going to get worse. And I think about all the innocent people they're having their way with, and I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of them always winning. The average person has had their normal instincts to want to fight tyranny put into football, to where guys get so excited when their team wins and they're on cloud nine for a week when they win the Super Bowl and they feel like they've accomplished something. I want to see the New World Order fall. I want to see a better future for humanity. Not because I'm a good person. And I'm not saying I'm not a good person, but it's not about me, folks. You should instinctively hate tyranny. You should instinctively be disgusted by oppression. You should instinctively not like bullies. You should instinctively want to stand up against it. And that's not... I mean, again, I've seen people that stop at car wrecks or stop when somebody's choking, and everybody thanks them because they do the Heimlich maneuver or thanks them because they stop at a car wreck. What the hell do you expect me to do... I mean, I want you to help me when I'm in trouble. We've just become domesticated, folks. That's why we don't have our normal instincts. We need to get back to our normal instincts that the system wants to deprogram out of us. I guarantee you go to some Brazilian rainforest tribe and start trying to tell them what to do, they're going to try to kill you. You go to New Guinea and try to sell some tribe what to do, they're not going to go along with it. You go anywhere where there's, quote, free people, they're not going to be told what to do by you. We've been taught it's bizarre to not want to have your lives run by somebody else. If we had good people trying to run our lives, I'd be against it because it always turns bad. But we've already gotten to the bad phase here. And now it's getting downright nasty. I know I just keep repeating the same thing. Bad people are running the top. You can't fix it. The only way to reverse it is to arrest the establishment. And then you got to have trials. But they've all committed crimes, show out in the open. I don't care if they've had government boards sign off on torture and sign off on illegal spying and they've got good reasons for it, blah, blah, blah. Bull. Bull. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Marcus in Brazil was able to get back on. Then we'll go to Robert and Dan. Go ahead, Marcus, in Brazil. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you
doing,
sir?
Good, man. Good to have you call.
First of all, I want to say you do a wonderful work, and I'm a big fan of your work.
Well, thank you for putting up with me.
Yeah, and people here, when I try to explain to them what's going on in the world, they call me crazy.
Of course they do, because they don't want to admit it's happening.
Yeah, and I was about to ask you, what do you think this war on Gaza, you think the U.S. government is supporting Israel, financing them to keep this war going on?
Yes, and they have a fake tit-for-tat going where Kerry will criticize Israel, and then Israel will say, shut up, Obama, to make it look like it's a left-right versus deal. But it's even more sophisticated than that. You've got globalist interests trying to stir Gaza up. Israel blew up the Gaza Strip's power plant today, which is a war crime when you're fighting asymmetrical warfare. And I was against our government bombing Belgrade and Serbia and blowing up their power plant. And I am against Israel bombing power plants because that's what supplies men, women, and children with heating and cooling and the hospitals. And it's against the Geneva Convention. But Israel is not a signatory to that, or the Nuclear Nonproliferation Act. They're not a signatory to any of it. And that's their business. I don't think sovereign countries should have to sign on to stuff. But it is a war crime to bomb a power plant. Unless the power plant is delivering power directly to an official munitions facility. Now, again, notice Obama is shutting off our power plants with carbon taxes and with regulations, which is an act of war as well. And it's beyond an act of war. It is a crime against humanity. So, I mean, what do you do about Gaza? I understand it's tribal warfare. It doesn't look good to have tanks, you know, running over people that are throwing rocks. I always support, you know, the underdog. But at the same time, my issue is... Well, I've already told people my issue with Gaza. I'm concerned about the 1,000 civilians killed. It sticks in my gut what's going on. But at the same time, no one wants to talk about hundreds of thousands killed by ISIS or by Al-Qaeda that our own government's backing. So you see, it's like I don't automatically obsess on the thing they want me to obsess on. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you think about Gaza?
Well... I think it's the question that I was asking. I think the U.S. government is behind us.
Oh, I agree with you. Absolutely.
They're doing this to blame the people from Gaza, the Palestinians.
You think they're launching false flags?
Yeah.
There have been instances of Israel caught in fake terror attacks before. That's come out in UPI, AP, and Reuters, Jerusalem Post, and Haaretz. So if you've been caught doing it before, you could be a suspect. The problem is the head of Hamas says we will not coexist with Israel and admits they're shooting the rockets. So then there's the issue of who's funding Hamas. And it is true, the same globalists that we talk about are in there funding Hamas. So then the question is, why would Hamas fire rockets, giving Israel the pretext to destroy the infrastructure of the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, I think that.
All right, well, I appreciate your call from down there in Brazil. That's one of the few games I watched at World Cup because I was at a friend's house that happened to be on. And that's when I remarked, it was like, I like having golf on in the background, even though I don't play a lot of golf. Grew up playing golf, but never have time to. And just like, I kind of like the sound of the field and the birds tweeting, and the announcer only talks a little bit, and then the whack of the ball, it's like it doesn't dominate. It's just something on in the background, almost like elevator music that you occasionally look at. I can watch baseball that way, too. I like baseball, folks. I just never watch it anymore because I got more serious stuff to do. Because it's like you don't really pay attention to baseball. It's just kind of, oh, now a pitcher gets up or this hitter you want to see gets up. It doesn't dominate your attention. Like, a good place to have a business meeting is a baseball game. But I won't go to them because I'm not going to have my genitals grabbed. That's my protest. And, again, is it my God? Now, football's different because you watch it pretty much the whole time, and the dancing robots and the obnoxiousness and the pro-Obama statements. I mean, I just cannot watch NFL football. I just cannot do it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Alabama. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's nice to talk to you for the first time. I got an email last night, and I get them from, like, called Town Hall Spotlight. And basically the topic is 36 U.S. cities and 20 states dump the dollar. And if you click on it, Warren Buffett's name is in it and saying people should fear paper money. And then they go on to a video where it says, basically, people are switching to Edison's renegade currency. I didn't know if you've heard that or if it's even important.
I'll look it up, but I know Buffett's been betting against the stock market and against the dollar now, and so is that perennial demon Soros. And again, what a group of crooks. That's all I can say. I mean, Warren Buffett, don't get me started. Number one beneficiary of the bailout. Pays almost no taxes, helped write the laws in the 90s to do that. Then gets up on TV and goes, I pay almost no tax. My secretary pays more. Raise them on me. And then the bill that he supports doesn't raise them on him. It raises it on the middle class and poor people because he wants that money and bailout money to himself. But he acts like a nice old man. And so people go, well, he's a nice old man, and it's just total camouflage. I'll look into it, Robert. I appreciate your call. Dan in New Mexico, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Couple things. Yes, we should impeach. We should impeach Obama, and the whole thing will begin to unravel after that. So I'm definitely in support of impeachment right now, regardless of the political consequences. If somebody just stands up for the truth, in what we call our government, they're going to be lauded as heroes, and that's what they don't understand, unfortunately. Second thing about the border situation, and I want to credit Chris Ann Hall for helping me come to this realization about how precious liberty really is, and the whole history of the Bill of Rights going back 700 years and what
Magna those Carla.
People had to go through, and, you know, the great remonstration, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people think that 1776 was an anti-British thing. No, it wasn't. It was a continuation of the rebellions that had gone on for hundreds of years in England and Scotland and Ireland. And so that's why I gave a speech there outside London to 4,000 people almost, and they were chanting 1776. A bunch of Brits, because they got it and they understood it in the speech. And that's powerful, folks. I said 1776 belongs to you. And then they had Oxford and what's the other big one? Cambridge asked me both to come speak. I'm not bragging. I just haven't had time to do it. But I need to set up that British trip because I like that. And I tell you, they're ready for freedom over there, folks. And they like the fact that I bypass all that propaganda. But, Dan, very, very interesting. Anything else?
Yeah, I would highly recommend that you get Chrisanne Hall on the show. She was the attorney in Florida who lost her job in 2009 because she refused to kowtow to her boss who told her to stop or lose her job. And since that time, she's been on a mission. She travels 265 days a year.
We're looking to get her on. Hey, great job to the crew. That was 3.5 hours of radio. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless you all. We'll see you back tomorrow, Lord willing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There is a globalist revolution taking place, not just against the United States, but against every other sovereign nation on this planet. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Your phone calls are coming up. But finishing up the point I was getting to in the last segment, this country is literally marinated in propaganda and disinformation. Any major sitcom or drama or movie I watch is just full of anti-male, anti-gun, anti-family garbage. Or when there is a good male role model, like in Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit, that I watched on DVD last night that came out about a year ago. If there is a positive male role model, he works for the CIA. And it's so sexy and it's so cool. And his wife, his girlfriend, just has no idea, you know, how awesome he is. And he's implanted inside the financial sector. And there's a secret war going on with Russia. They're the new enemy. Again, all of this being pre-prepared, all of this being rolled out. And then at the end, he's done a good job, and he's a good Boy Scout, they say. So he gets to go in, and he gets to meet with the president. And he walks into the room and meets the president. And it's like he's died and gone to heaven. He's gone across the pearly gates. And the average person watching this literally thinks that the only thing better than winning an Oscar, the only thing better than winning a gold medal at the Olympics, the only thing better than inventing the cure to cancer, is to meet with the president. And that's what the big airplanes are about, and the red carpets and the shutting down the highways, is this big illusion that the president runs something. Sure, there have been a few presidents like Nixon or Kennedy that tried to run things, and you saw what happened to them. Whether they were good or bad, they were removed by the special interest. Presidents are puppets. And the CIA is a giant sprawling bureaucracy involved in every evil under the sun, on record. It's declassified on record, 1997 CIA Inspector General hearings in Congress that they ship in the majority of the narcotics and launder the money. When a cop wants to search your car randomly, you say, well, the big banks launder the drug money. Yeah, I know, but I'm asking what's in your car. See, it's all a fraud. The illegals can protest in front of the White House, but veterans get arrested if they do. Rolling Thunder Motorcycle Group tries to go up there, they get arrested. The illegals do. The illegals get to walk through TSA. You don't. The big banks get to launder the money and get to be tax exempt, and Google gets to be tax exempt, and General Electric gets to be tax exempt. You don't. You're making $10 an hour, you're not exempt from Obamacare and the payroll tax. And the establishment would say, well, they're poor and they're dumb because they were meant to be poor and dumb, and the world needs ditch diggers too, to quote Judge Smales from Caddyshack. Well, I don't think that you deserve to be lied to and be run over. And there's nothing sadder than a brainwashed minion of this system who has created this weird little sick relationship with the president, like he's their imaginary friend and he's there guarding them, when all he is a corporate governance franchise pitchman president of Coca-Cola. What do presidents do? Presidents of companies go and play golf and go cut red ribbons, and they go hang out with the mayor of cities when they come visit and do public relations. What does the CEO do? They run the company. And the CEO of this country is a round table of the big six banks, and under them, Big Pharma and the military-industrial complex. And they are 30 to 40 years advanced of us in technology and have now created technological breakaway civilization. And what we know about it is that it's 30 to 40 years advanced. They can already predict the future, and they've decided that we are to be eliminated and have already set up a plan to carry out the incremental phased-in actuary to end humanity as we know it.
Game over, man. It's game over.
And so I'm just here saying, hey, do you want to be wiped out? You like your kids going into puberty at 7 instead of 14? Something's wrong. Game over. You like cancer rates being 3,000, 4,000% what they were just 30 years ago? Diabetes, same thing. Deformities, brain disorders off the charts. Game over, man.
Game over, man.
Game over. Game over. I can sit here and cover all these stacks of news, folks, and make it real interesting for you. But the reason this is all happening is because the establishment has decided that you aren't going to be existing and your children aren't going to be existing down the road. But first, they've got to implode society so we come to them with hat in hand and we'll do anything they say to get food and water. And that's why I can drive down I-35 and mainly see good-looking, clean-cut families pulled over with cops searching their cars, because that's who the cops have been ordered to search. They're ordered to search each day a different profile. Well, the border is wide open. And I literally, every time I see it, want to pull over and go get in the cop's face, who's in a military stance, walking around in their uniform with a scared family. It's a joke. It's a joke. That cop is eating GMO. That cop is full of poison. His kids probably can't even talk a large percentage of the time. But I was over in England a year and a half ago at Bilderberg. There were just at one point like 50 British police there. And a lot of them, it turned out, were listeners. I knew what was going on. They were some of the most awake police I've ever run into. They had them from a whole bunch of different cities and from London up there for the event, hundreds of them. But a few of them would try to act imperious and bug their eyes out at me. And I'd walk right over to them and I'd say, I bet you got family members that aren't even that old dying of cancer right now. And they go, "What? Why are you saying that? How do you know that?" And I literally would go, give me that bag. And I would pull out the London Independent that had a cover story about half of Britons will have cancer by 2025. And I said, you're being murdered. You work for a system murdering you and your family. And I go, and if you laugh now, you won't be laughing later. And those cops would look completely freaked out and would just start freaking. You know why? Because they knew, folks. They knew it was all a big joke. They were right there until the robots roll out to control the population, and then they're done. You've already been given time-released chemicals and biologicals to kill you and your family. All of us are walking dead already. I don't know how else I'm supposed to explain this to you. Remember Dr. Eric Pionk at the University of Texas, who cryptically, on his own website, talks about Lucifer and dresses up in druidic robes? I'm not kidding. The last time I checked, it was still up on the site. It's in my film Endgame. And Dr. Eric Pionka said, it's very sad, but my family's ready. It will come soon, the airborne Ebola. It will kill 90% of us, and it will be good. I'm ready to die. And when he gave a speech to the Texas Academy of Sciences, it was in the news that there was a standing 3-minute ovation with tears rolling down their faces as the professors cried as he projected on a giant screen behind him skulls with a red filter. It was a rapture of evil, devil-worshipping death. And, of course, even if you don't believe in the devil, it's the Carl Jung archetype. The people there don't know why they get so excited celebrating the death of humanity, but it's the power trip. And they've already given up everything that they were, and they've sold out to evil and to the globalist plan and to the power trip that they're the elite. And they get a thrill like a moth flying into a bug zapper that they are part of this operation. William Binney, the big NSA whistleblower, bigger than Snowden, scheduled to be joining us coming up in the next hour. He said the ultimate goal of the NSA is total population control. He said it is a move towards totalitarianism by a totalitarian mentality. You see, the reason they've got the jump on us is that even though we know about all the secret medical experiments, killing little kids and the rest of it, and shooting people up with syphilis, and the list goes on and on, the atomic soldiers, nerve gassing our own troops, forced abortions, major hospitals killing people with their organs coast to coast, still people have compartmentalized it, and they feel so powerless hearing all of this, they don't want to believe it's actually happening. But it is happening. The numbers don't lie. And so if you want to be inducted into being a prisoner, if you want to be inducted into a total tyranny, if you want to lie to yourself about this going on, or you feel so powerless you don't think you can do anything to stop it, at least get out of our way, those of us that want to survive and those of us that don't want to sign on to this nightmare. Because the enemy will fall on their strength. They will fall on the fact that it is so over the top, and they think people coming face to face with this will rationalize it or deny it and won't deal with it. But the truth is, historically, no matter how high-tech their mind control is, people will finally wake up in the final equation, and we will turn the tables on these people. Because they're going to do everything we've talked about here today. And if we're able to back them off and slow them down, that's good. But they have every intention of trying to carry this out. And hasn't enough of their plan come to fruition for all of you out there now to know it's really as bad as I say it is? How much worse does it have to get? Look at these headlines. Illegals protest outside White House. No fear of arrest. Senator Sessions, Americans will not accept nullification of their laws. Perry, what we are doing is a crime. I like the fact that that's being said. How many more kids are going to be put on the top of trains? 500,000? 1,000,000? 5,000,000? So I've got to say this. Rick Perry is now doing what I said he should do. He's saying it is a premeditated crime. And so we salute Rick Perry. But I don't just want to attack Rick Perry for no reason. I want him to say what's happening like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. I want us to face what's happened. That's the only way to stop this. And again, just the issue of the collapsing border is only part of a larger program. Let's go back to the headlines. Democrats, legalization will help reduce the deficit. That's a quote from C-SPAN. We're going to play that later. I've been reporting on this for months, but now it's hitting the news. Make $7,000 per month. It's between $6,000 and $8,000, the ads we've seen, fostering adult illegals. See, there's the new scam. The feds are using the federal CPS money, the social worker money, to let Democrats warehouse at their homes illegals and make money off of it. $7,000 a month to keep three people at your house. You stick them in one room with some mattresses and feed them. What's that cost? $1,000? $2,000? And you make $5,000. You see how they're taking the economy and paying their people. That's how they're taking over. This is organized crime. This is racketeering, by the definition. Residents revolt. What we see is an invasion, deliberate invasion. DFW Dallas, CBS. Jerry Brown makes religious appeal to open borders, manipulating Christians, working with the 501c3 state-run churches. Right-wing Baptist churches, left-wing Catholic churches, they're all state-run, folks. And the Republican leadership is doing nothing. We're going to come back in this segment, the next, and talk to Mike, Shelby, Andrew, John, and Mike and others, Mick and others, to get your take on impeachment. Look, I get the fact that Obama is totally unpopular. Hillary went on CNN and badmouthed him and said she likes George W. Bush yesterday. That's her positioning to run for president. And CNN didn't even call her on it. The media's like, well, she's pretty conservative. I heard her saying the open borders is wrong yesterday. She runs Obama. Are you going to fall for that trick, folks? And again, Rick Perry, I don't trust Rick Perry, but I said I would endorse what he's saying and doing if he started calling it criminal and deliberate. That's an important thing to do, because it is deliberate. It's premeditated. Big difference. We can't just let him play dumb anymore. You can't let Rick Perry play dumb. And I know our listeners are contacting Rick Perry. Good job. Now, Rick, you need to load these people up on buses and start driving them to the Mexican border and demanding they take them, because they're the ones that gave them passage. You got to stop them at the border legally to prove they came out of Mexico, because under international law, Mexico's got to take them back if they are the last country that they traveled through. Again, folks, they know all this. The Border Patrol knows how to stop this. They've been telling Rick Perry how to do it. Briefly, please remember this transmission is listener-supported, and so we bring you the very best products at the lowest prices, whether it be super high-quality stainless steel, gravity-fed filters, ProPure, discounted with a free stainless steel stand right now. Promo code WATER gets you 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have up on the InfoWarsStore.com in the ProPure area the on-the-ground taste test report, which was absolutely, you know, pillar to post. People voted for the water that had been through ProPure rather than Austin Water. 10% off, promo code WATER, and get the wire stand. The wire stand special is about to end. You can also get a 25% off on the fluoride shield with Nation Iodine Survival Shield bottle together. 25% off both. That special will end on Friday. That's available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Alex
Jones here back live. Representative Van Hollen says legalizing illegals will reduce the deficit. He was asked about what all the illegals will do to wages and workers. Well, Ross Perot told us what it would do, and he told us what NAFTA and GATT would do. He said it would hurt the U.S. and Mexico, and it did. It did. It deindustrialized both countries. A long race to the bottom. Let's go to Van Hollen telling us that the sky is not blue.
Just came from a hearing with the nonpartisan director of the Congressional Budget Office, who testified that if you passed the Senate bipartisan bill, you will reduce the deficit and increase long-term economic growth in the United States. I'm afraid I'm going to...
And, of course, that was a larger bill with a bunch of other issues in it, but he just says that means legalizing everyone will do this. Some of the headlines up on Infowars.com. Australian government pushing internet tax to, quote, pay for NSA-style spying. They say the tax will be used to spy on you. Global elite are agitating for open war with Russia. Homeland Security agents raid home to seize Land Rover for violation of EPA regulations. They also raid Amish people that sell milk, but the border is wide open. New York police harvest innocent cell users' data to track flag vandals. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. Photos emerge of 10 active militia teams securing the U.S. border, but they can't really secure it because if you give them to the feds, they just release them. And I want to keep pointing that out, not putting the militia groups down, but... it's like the National Guard, it's just delivery boys for the illegals. There's another report by Washington's blog. All the countries which the U.S. or the globalists have had regime change in, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya, have descended into brutal chaos. Now I ask the question in this segment and the next, ahead of the top NSA whistleblower, William Binney, joining us. I ask the question, to impeach or not to impeach? That is the question. Whether it is nobler to sit here and let Obama butcher the country from pillar to post and set the precedent to commit arbitrary racketeering crimes against the Republic, or whether we should do the right thing and impeach him because it's called justice to send a message to scare all the globalists out there. Mick in Louisiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. What's your take on this important question?
Yes, thank you, Alex. I'd like to point out an unsung hero. Then I'm going to give my statement on this impeachment. If you go to Cotto Crew, C-O-T-O Crew, C-R-E-W dot WordPress.com, Bob, my new hero. That's Cotto Crew, WordPress.com. Bob,
sir, you got to tell me. Go ahead.
There it is. Yes, I would love to see impeachment. It would be wonderful. Yes, it would arouse the liberal base, but more importantly, it would arouse the disenfranchised, angry masses. And that's why we're not going to see it. They do not want the power elites, do not want to awaken the angry masses, because then both parties would be discredited.
That's right. They don't want to be brought to justice. They don't want the whole can of worms to come out, just like they went after Clinton for lying about sex instead of Laura Allen Hughes missile secrets to the Chi-Coms, because the Republicans were involved in that as well. I totally agree with you. And look, I'm not against people plugging websites. It's just giving out web URLs doesn't work. You want to give out a headline from the website that originates from that website. That's how you plug stuff. So that's the best way for people to do that. Thank you so much. Great points, Mick. Shelby, real fast, to impeach or not to impeach?
We absolutely have to impeach him if we want to continue to call ourselves Christians and Americans. Let's see, here, his oath of office, he says, I do solemnly swear or affirm I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will best my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And in the State of the Union address, he says, I can't keep trying without Congress to help stop more tragedies from visiting us in Americans in our movie theater shop mall.
Stay there. I'm going to come back and let you finish. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.